have a lot of stuff that looked a lot like yesterday's game, even though tonight you were able to score the game-tying goal late in the game. You guys forced to come back. We're forced to come back in the third period, but just arriving a little short.
Yeah, I think we're putting ourselves in a tough spot, you know, off the start of the game, and I think it's been the story. Kind of the last bit here, we're slipping a little bit, so that's something you know. Now there's one game left to focus on, but yeah, the slow starts have kind of been putting us behind the eight ball.
Five losses in your last six games. Is it what could explain it? I mean, you're not terrible on the ice, but I think maybe just a little lack of focus for sometimes on the ice.
Yeah, it's detail. You know, it's focus, it's preparation. You know, it's on us all as a group. And I think, you know, we've been slipping a little bit and, you know, there's no excuse really. So, you know, we'll try to focus on the last game here, but for sure, you know, it's little things in this league that cost you. And if you're not focused on it, and, you know, it's always tough to come back when you have slow starts and you're, you know, playing from behind.
After such a strong season, you guys just want to finish the season well, even though there's not an end goal. You're sure to finish at the top of the division, but at least finish with a win could be something special for you guys.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and you want that good feeling going into the summer too. And I think everything was going so well there, and it's tough to win. We kind of had a target on our backs, but yeah, it's something you just want to end on a good note. You always want to compete and you always want to win. So, you know, all our focus is going to be on the last game.
There was quite a good amount of families tonight in the suite section. This must have been a really good thing, even though there's not a full house here. At least having the support of your family must have been really nice.
Yeah, no, for sure. Step in the right direction. You know, we got a long ways to go, obviously, until it's back to normal. But yeah, it's fun for all of us that you know, have the support at home for them to kind of get a taste of it too.
All right, Gustav, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sean Campbell.
Gustav, as someone that's gone through a couple injuries, not that anybody knows what happened to Josh Brook, but when you see a teammate go off the ice like he did, what goes through your mind when you see something like that?
It's tough. I mean, now I've kind of gotten out of the injury slump, but I mean, even to see guys like Teasdale and Paling and Blandese and, you know, guys coming off, Brooksy coming off today, it's tough. Like, you, especially for Teaser, that was something similar to my shoulders, like consecutive years. So it's really tough mentally. And, you know, once you've been through it and you have to do it again, one of those 6 to 8 months, I think that's the most relatable. And I just, you know, if there's anything those guys need, I'm there for them. But it's so tough. I mean, especially at a young age too, when you're trying to develop and you obviously want to play as many games as possible. So always tough to see.
Are you excited or are you sad that there's only one game left in the regular season?
I mean, it's, yeah, I'm a little bit of both. I mean, I, you know, feel like we all want to play as many games as possible. And, you know, we would have liked to play more than we did, obviously, just for development's sake and, you know, to get in that groove too. But I think, I mean, it's not an excuse either, but I think a lot of us are ready to reset and, you know, get back home. It's been a long year, you know, you're staying indoors and just being hockey back and forth. So I think for me personally, yeah, it'll be good to reset and get home and, you know, get ready for next season too.
Thanks, Gustav.
Yep.
Last question for Gustav. We'll go with Chris. Chris?
Hi, Gustav. It's the fourth game in 5 days, two complete games in 24 hours. How's the energy level?
I don't know. It's okay. You know, it's obviously same on both sides. This is the team we've been playing. So it's, no excuse. I think we had legs. We were skating pretty well. We just had, you know, a little lack of attention to detail and focus, that cost us a bit. And you know, we're not really sticking to our style that we have before the last 5-6 games here. But, you know, overall, I think we're feeling pretty good. It'll be good to get a day off and you know, go all in on Monday.
And can you talk about Michael McNiven and what you saw from him this afternoon?
Oh, he's been really good. I think all our goalies all year. You know, he's a really talkative guy and easy to play in front of. So, you know, another good effort from him. Wish we could have gotten the comeback there, but yeah, he's been really solid.